Explorer number 12.
国语周刊美语天地
Explorer
第十二期。
Track 1.
第一音轨。
Let's listen, speak, read, and write.
听说读写一把抓。
Page 4 to page 11.
第四页到第十一页。
When does Megan take a break? Megan
什么时候休息呢?
Megan is a very active girl. She likes learning very much. Every day of the week is busy for her. On Mondays, she plays the piano for 2 hours. On Tuesdays, she dances ballet with a famous teacher. On Wednesdays, she roller skates in the park with her sister. On Thursdays, she goes rock climbing at the youth center. On Fridays, her mother teaches her how to cook.When does Megan take a break, you may ask? Well, she doesn't. She is busy on the weekend, too. She likes to go surfing with her father on Saturdays. They drive to a nice beach. When Megan sees interesting things, she takes pictures of them. Sometimes they camp by the beach and come back on Sunday. Then on Monday,She starts it all over again. Wow! Megan is as busy as a bee.
Key words.
Active.
Jerry is an active learner.
Teach. My father taught me to swim.Interesting.
That is an interesting magazine for kids.
听完这篇内容，我们来做做看以下的题目吧。
Challenge the exam. 1. What kind of girl is Megan? A. A lazy girl. B. An active girl. C. A shy girl. 2. What does Megan do on Mondays? A.She plays the piano. B. She goes surfing. C. She cooks food. 3. Who teaches Megan ballet? A. Her mother. B. Her sister. C. A famous teacher. 4. Where does Megan go on Thursdays? A. To the beach. B. To the youth center.C. To the library. 5. What does Megan do when she sees interesting things? A. Draw pictures. B. Take pictures. C. Write stories.
Interesting hobbies.
有趣的嗜好。
Vicky likes to climb mountains. Teresa likes to cook all kinds of cuisine.
Mmm, it tastes good.
Jacob likes to play musical instruments.
Let's listen and write.
Vicky likes to climb mountains. She likes mountains with interesting shapes. Jacob likes to play musical instruments. He is so good that he could be a one-person band. They never get tired of what they do. Do you have a hobby that makes you happy too?
Nicholas likes to ice skate. Simon likes to surf.Rob likes to take pictures. Let's listen and choose.
Teresa likes to cook all kinds of cuisine.
Cooking. Cook. Cooks. Let's speak.
Vicky likes to climb mountains.
Simon likes to surf.
Phrases and idioms.
片语和惯用语。
Take a break.
休息一下。
To stop doing something in order to rest for a while.
例句。
We've been busy all day. We'd better take a break. My father takes a break from work every month and takes us to the amusement park.
As busy as a bee. As busy as bees.
像蜜蜂一样忙碌。忙得不停。
Having a lot of things to do.
例句。
Jenny's exam is coming up next week. She is as busy as a bee.
The nurses are as busy as bees, helping the doctor in the ward.
Key words.
Busy.
Ben is busy at work.
Help.
Could you help me with my homework? The old way never goes out of fashion.
老方法永不退流行。
What are you doing, Grandpa?
I'm writing letters.
What are the letters for?
I want to have a class reunion with my old classmates.
Why don't you use a smartphone, Grandpa? It's faster.
I'm just not used to using electronics so often. I prefer writing letters.
Yeah, the old way never goes out of fashion.
You married me because I wrote good love letters.
That's true. I still keep them in my treasure chest.
I want to learn how to write letters.
You don't even like to do homework.
He wants to impress a girl.
It works.
Key words. Letter. Reunion. Be used to. Marry. True. Impress.
听完这篇内容，我们来做做看以下的题目吧。
Challenge the exam. 1.Why is Grandpa writing letters? A. He wants to invite old classmates to a class reunion. B. He wants to practice English. C. He wants to send homework. 2. What does Winnie suggest Grandpa use? A. A computer. B. A tablet. C. A smartphone. 3.Why doesn't Grandpa use electronics often? A. He doesn't know how to use them. B. He is not used to using them. C. They are too expensive. 4. Where does Grandma keep the love letters? A. In a school bag. B. In a treasure chest. C. In a drawer. 5.Why does Winnie say Stephen wants to learn writing letters? A. He wants to impress a girl. B. He wants better grades. C. He wants to help Grandpa.
Track 2.
第二音轨。
Let's listen, speak, read, and write.
听说读写一把抓。
Page 12 to page 19.
第十二页到第十九页。
Taipei Main Station.
台北车站。
Taipei Main Station is very big. It has trains and the MRT. You can get to lots of places from here. The fares are reasonable.There are lots of shops and department stores in and around the station. Some people visit Taipei Main Station just to see its unique building.
Getting to the station is easy. Pedestrians can walk through the underground walkways, or you can take the MRT. The MRT can take you anywhere in a jiffy.
People take the MRT to work and school every day. It's often very crowded during rush hours, so you have to be careful getting on and off the train. Taipei Main Station is the hub of Taipei City. Keywords.
Reasonable.
Dad's opinion is reasonable.
Unique.
Her performance is unique.
听完这篇内容，我们来做做看以下的题目吧。
Challenge the exam. 1. What can people do from Taipei Main Station? A. Fly to other countries. B. Get to many places. C. Go camping. 2. When is the MRT often crowded? A. During rush hours. B. At midnight. C. On holidays only. 3. How are the fares at Taipei Main Station? A. Very expensive. B. Reasonable. C. Free. 4. How can pedestrians get to the station? A. By airplane. B. Through underground walkways. C. By boat. 5. What is the main idea of the article? A. Taipei has many department stores. B. The MRT is too crowded. C. Taipei Main Station is an important and convenient place.
Peter loves to travel. Peter
爱旅行。
Peter loves to travel. He has been to many countries.
Let's listen and write.
Peter loves to travel. He has been to many countries. He has some tips that make travel a breeze. First, he makes sure that his passport is valid. Second, he packs his suitcase wisely. Last, he follows the customs when he visits a new country. Oh, Peter is heading to the airport. He'll be there in a jiffy.
He makes sure that his passport is valid. He packs his suitcase wisely. Let's listen and choose. He packs his suitcase wisely. Drinks. Packs. Looks. Let's speak.
Peter loves to travel. He has been to many countries. Phrases and idioms.
片语和惯用语。
A breeze.
一件容易的事。
Something that is easy to do.
例句。
Singing in front of others is a breeze for me.
The test was a breeze. In a jiffy.
马上。立刻。
A very short time.
例句。
I'll do it in a jiffy. No need to rush. We'll get to school in a jiffy.
Keywords.
Test.
Mrs. White is going to give the class a test tomorrow.
Rush.
Jenny rushed to the hospital to visit her friend.Look on the bright side.
往好处想。
Our train will be here in 10 minutes.
Yeah, we'll get to see many different train stations around Taiwan.
Suddenly, they hear a boy crying.
Mommy! Mommy!
We should take him to the information desk.
Tony's parents, please come to the information desk. There you are!
Thank you so much! The boy and his parents leave. Someone lost their shopping bag.
We should take it to the lost and found office.
Excuse me, did you see a purple shopping bag?
We found it over there.
I am so embarrassed. We lost two things in one day.
Look on the bright side. You got two important things back.
You are right. I can't thank you enough.
Oh no! We missed the train.
Look on the bright side. We helped people.
Key words. Different. Lose. Find.
听完这篇内容，我们来做做看以下的题目吧。
Challenge the exam. 1. Where are Stephen and his family? A. At the airport. B. At the train station. C. At the bus stop. 2. How long will it take for the train to arrive? A. 5 minutes. B. 10 minutes. C. 20 minutes. 3. Why is the little boy crying? A. He lost his toy. B. He missed the train. C. He cannot find his mother. 4. What did Stephen find at the train station? A. A wallet. B. A suitcase. C. A shopping bag. 5. What happened at the end of the story? A. They lost their tickets. B. They missed the train. C. They went home early.
Track 3.
第三音轨
English Diary.
英文学习日记
Page 20 to page 23.
第二十页到第二十三页
To the movies.
去看电影了
Sounds good to me. What can I do for you? Enjoy the show.
So kids...What sort of movie do you want to see today?
How about this one, The Ghost Hunter? Ooh, I like horror movies.
That one's rated PG-15. You guys aren't old enough to see it.
How about My Hairy Uncle? It's rated G, and it's a comedy.
Sounds good to me.
Remember, kids, your phones need to be on silent mode, and you can't bring in stinky food.
Right, Michael. We can get some popcorn and soda inside.
What can I do for you?
3 tickets for My Hairy Uncle, please.
Here you go. Enjoy the show.
It's really funny, isn't it, Andy?
It sure is. I haven't laughed this hard in ages.
Shh! Keep your voices down, kids. You'll disturb the other viewers.
Oh, sorry, Michael. We'll try to be quiet.
So how was the movie, kids?
It was great, Dad!We saw My Hairy Uncle.
I want to see an adventure or sci-fi movie next time.
Yeah, me too. How about you, Lucy?
I want to see a romance movie next time.
Key words.
Rate. Comedy. Silent. Mode. Stinky.Seat. Projector. Screen. ticket agent. Voice. Disturb. Adventure. Sci-fi. Romance.
听完这篇内容，我们来做做看以下的题目吧。
Challenge the exam. 1. Andy wants to watch a horror movie called The Ghost Hunter. 2. Michael says the children are old enough to watch the PG-15 movie. 3. My Hairy Uncle is a comedy movie rated G.4. Michael reminds the kids to turn off their phones completely. 5. Lucy says they can buy popcorn and soda inside the movie theater. 6. Michael buys 2 tickets for the movie. 7. Andy thinks the movie is very funny.8. Michael tells the children to speak louder during the movie. 9. Lucy says she wants to watch a romance movie next time. 10. Michael wants to watch an adventure or sci-fi movie next time.
Track 4.
第四音轨
English Diary.
英文学习日记
Page 24 to page 27.
第24页到第27页
To the night market.
逛夜市
You read my mind. This is really a hopping place. I'm absolutely stuffed.
That was one heck of a movie, Michael.
It sure was, but the night has just begun. It's time to hit the night market.
You read my mind, Michael. I'm looking forward to having some incredible local snacks. Wow!This is really a hopping place.
And there are lots of local specialties that we can sink our teeth into.
Yeah, I want to have an oyster omelet and some quail eggs.
Sounds tasty, Andy. What would you like, Lucy?
I'd really like a scallion pancake and then some tofu pudding. I'd like to take a look at some of those fashionable t-shirts, Michael.
Okay, Lucy. You browse that clothes shop, and we'll go check out smartphone accessories. Later.
I'm doing the ring toss.
And I'm throwing darts. I hope we can win a prize.
Ugh, I'm absolutely stuffed. Night market food sure is delicious.
And there are so many other delicacies to try. We should come here more often.
I'm looking forward to the next time we come here.
Key words.
Hit. Incredible. Local. Specialty. Oyster omelet. Scallion pancake. Tofu pudding. Stall. Vendor.Menu. Order. Fashionable. Browse. Toss. Dart. Prize. Absolutely. Stuffed.
听完这篇内容，我们来做做看以下的题目吧。
Challenge the exam. 1. Michael, Andy, and Lucy take a bus to the night market.2. Lucy is excited about trying local snacks at the night market. 3. Lucy thinks the night market is quiet and boring. 4. Andy wants to eat oyster omelets and quail eggs. 5. Lucy wants to eat a scallion pancake and tofu pudding. 6. Michael and Andy go shopping for shoes while Lucy looks at t-shirts. 7. Andy plays ring toss at the night market. 8. Michael hopes to win a prize while throwing darts. 9. Andy says the night market food was terrible. 10. Lucy thinks they should visit the night market more often.
Track 5.
第五音轨.
What a wonderful world!
奇妙世界.
Page 28 to page 33.
第28页到第33页.
Sparrows.
麻雀.
The sparrow may be small, but all its vital organs are there. Although the sparrow is too small and common to be valued, it actually has a lot of amazing features. Let's get to know this small animal that is distributed everywhere.
We can easily recognize a sparrow from other birds. The sparrow is smaller than other birds, and most of the color on its body is maroon and white. But its key characteristic is a black spot on its cheek. It is the main feature of a sparrow.
Let's try to recall, where have you ever seen sparrows? On an electric wire where sparrows stand in a row? In the branch where sparrows chirp as if to wake you up in the morning? On the pavement where sparrows jump around?
Sparrows seem to be everywhere. It is because they love to be close to human beings. Besides, they also love to gather together as if they're having a fun party.
Sparrows' food includes plant seeds, fruits, and insects. In breeding season, in order to provide their babies with nutrition, sparrow parents usually catch a large number of insects, which include many pests, to feed the baby birds. This helps keep those pests away from people.
Sparrows can only jump and not walk. There is a legend that says a sparrow once stole food and was then punished by God, who made it wear invisible shackles, so it could only jump around. Also, sparrows cannot fly very far because their wings are too short. Isn't such a clumsy and cute bird worthy of our care and protection?
Key words. Vital. Organ. Feature. Recognize. Maroon. Mane. Electric. Chirp. Pavement. Seem. Besides. Fun. Season. Pest. Feed. Punish. Invisible. Shackle. Clumsy.
听完这篇内容，我们来做做看以下的题目吧。
Challenge the exam. 1. What colors are most of a sparrow's body? A. Black and gray. B. Maroon and white. C. Blue and green. 2. What is the sparrow's key characteristic? A. Long wings. B. A black spot on its cheek. C. A long tail. 3. Where can people often see sparrows? A. On electric wires. B. Under the sea. C. In caves. 4. Why do sparrows seem to be everywhere? A. Because they can fly very far. B. Because they live only in forests. C. Because they like to live close to people. 5. What do sparrows like to do together? A. Gather together. B. Swim together. C. Sleep all day. 6. What do sparrows eat? A. Fish and meat. B. Seeds, fruits, and insects. C. Spices. 7. Why do sparrow parents catch many insects? A. To play with them. B. To feed their babies. C. To store food for winter. 8. How do sparrows help people? A. They carry messages. B. They keep pests away. C. They grow plants. 9. Can sparrows walk? A. Yes, they can walk. B. No, they can only jump. C. Only baby sparrows can. 10. Why can't sparrows fly very far? A. Because their wings are too short. B. Because they are too heavy. C. Because they are afraid of flying.
Track 6.
第六音轨.
What a wonderful world!
奇妙世界.
Page 34 to page 39.
第34页到第39页.
Durians.
榴莲.
There is one very interesting fruit in the world. Some people find it super delicious, while others find it really horrible. They can't stand the smell of it, let alone eat it.
This fruit grows only in tropical climates. Do you know what fruit it is? It's the durian, the king of fruits in Southeast Asia. About 9 tree species produce durians that can be eaten.
Durian trees produce flowers and fruit once or twice a year. The durian fruit is round or oval. It has a thick, brown-green husk with sharp thorns. The creamy, soft flesh inside is pale yellow.
The name durian comes from the Malay word duri, which means thorn. Although this fruit is from Malaysia, other major producers of durian include Thailand and the Philippines. However, because of its strong smell, the durian isn't allowed in some hotels and public transportation in parts of Southeast Asia.
Although the smell of the durian isn't pleasant, the flesh tastes like custard. So, why not try it? It's also a good source of vitamins like A, the B group, and C. This fruit is rich in nutrients and gives you energy. But don't eat too much, because it can make you fat.
If you are a durian lover, you should know you're unlikely to find it year-round on the market. The durian is a summer fruit. Ripe fruit is available from June to August. How do you know if it's ripe and ready to be eaten? The fruit falls off the tree when it becomes ripe. Key words: delicious, horrible, smell, king, produce, once, round, thorn. Strong. Allow. Pleasant. Group. Be rich in. Energy. Unlikely. Market.
听完这篇内容，我们来做做看以下的题目吧。
Challenge the exam. 1. Why do some people dislike durians? A. Because they are too small. B. Because of the strong smell. C. Because they are too expensive. 2. Where do durians grow? A. In cold climates. B. In deserts. C. In tropical climates. 3. What is the durian called in Southeast Asia? A. The king of fruits. B. The queen of fruits. C. The sweetest fruit. 4. What does the outside of a durian look like? A. Smooth and red. B. Thick with sharp thorns. C. Soft and yellow. 5. What color is the flesh inside a durian? A. Pale yellow. B. Dark green. C. Bright red. 6. What does the word duri mean? A. Fruit. B. Sweet. C. Thorn. 7. Why are durians not allowed in some hotels and public transportation? A. Because they are too heavy. B. Because of the strong smell. C. Because they are too expensive. 8. What does durian flesh taste like? A. Chocolate. B. Ice cream. C. Custard. 9. Which vitamins does durian contain? A. Vitamins A, B, and C. B. Vitamins D and E only. C. No vitamins. 10. How can people know a durian is ripe? A. It changes to red. B. It falls from the tree. C. It becomes smaller.
Track 7.
第七音轨。
English knowledge.
英文小常识。
Words beginning with multi.
字首。
Multi.
的字。
Page 40 to page 41.
第四十页到第四十一页。
Multivitamin.
综合维他命。
Multimedia.
多媒体的。
Multiverse.
多元宇宙。
Multivitamins contain many nutrients that are beneficial to our health.
We're now in the age of multimedia technology.
Stephen Hawking thought that we live in a multiverse of many different universes. Other ways to say thank you.
说谢谢的其他方式。
I couldn't have done it without you.
没有你的帮忙，我无法完成。
That's very kind of you.
你人真好。
Thanks for helping me wash the dishes. I couldn't have done it without you.
Let me help you cross the road.
Oh, that's very kind of you.
Track 8.
第八音轨。
Mind map.
心智图。
Page 42 to page 43.
第四十二页到第四十三页。
Different types of restaurants.
不同类型的餐厅。
Steakhouse.
牛排馆。
A steakhouse is a restaurant where steak is the main menu item. You can order your favorite type of steak, like ribeye, tenderloin, T-bone, etc., and how you like it cooked, rare, medium, well done, etc.
Diner.
小餐馆
A diner is a style of restaurant that first became popular in the U.S. in the 1950s. There is usually a counter with stools where single people can eat. Diners also serve hamburgers, sandwiches, and milkshakes.
Food court.
美食广场
A food court is the name for an area of restaurants in a mall or shopping center. It's convenient for grabbing a quick bite to eat when taking a break from shopping.
Pizzeria.
披萨店
As the name suggests,A pizzeria is a restaurant where the main menu item is pizza. All pizzerias will usually offer sodas, and some may even have beer for sale.
Buffet.
自助餐
A buffet is also called an all-you-can-eat restaurant. Therefore, you pay a single price instead of paying for each individual item.Track 9.
第九音轨
Test yourself.
自我测验
Page 44 to page 45.
第四十四页到第四十五页。听到这里，现在请根据本期内容，试着做做看以下的测验。
1.
Describe something that is ready to be used.
2.
To bring a memory back into your mind. To remember.
3.
The side of the face below the eye.
4.
Having to do with warm areas of the world where plants can grow all year.
5.Making people want to know more or giving them enjoyment and attention.